Kenny McCann and the Gambling Man by Alex Carter. Part 2. Kenny walked home in the rain, his hands deep in his damp pockets, his head slung low. Tiny tears leaked out of his eyes, mixing with the rainwater on his cheeks. With each step, he felt a new wave of emotion. He felt angry. He felt sad. He felt terribly bitter. Soon enough, Kenny had felt so many horrible things that he seemed to stop feeling anything at all, except a hollow hopelessness. He kept walking and moping, splashing through the puddles and soaking his socks until a voice, strange and loud, stopped him in his tracks.
"Why the long face, friend?"
the voice asked with a strong, southern American twang. Looking up, Kenny found someone alarmingly odd standing on the street just a few feet in front of him. It was a man, towering and tall. He might even have been scary if it weren't for the pink, fluffy shark costume he wore. Far from frightening, he looked rather ridiculous, like a lost football mascot, his costume bone dry despite the terrible weather. Again, the shark man spoke.
"What's got you down? Are the cards stacked against you?"
Regardless of his utter confusion, Kenny couldn't help but answer the shark man's question with a nod.
"I guess you must be about ready to tap out, huh?"
chuckled the shark man.
"No more bankroll left to play with."
"How do you know all of this?" asked Kenny, concerned that the stranger in the shark suit knew so much.
"Well, I'm the Gambling Man,"
he replied softly.
"I know everything there is to know about losers like you."
Kenny took a step back, scared by the stranger's tone. Sensing the boy's fear, the Gambling Man's eyes lit up, glinting between the sharp, triangular shark's teeth in his costume. Then he spoke once more.
"I also have the power to turn losers into winners."
With that, the Gambling Man extended his hand.
"Don't you want to be a winner, Kenny?"
Those words were magic to Kenny's ears. Of course he wanted to be a winner. It was all he had ever wanted. Even so, he just couldn't shake the unease that the shark-suited stranger stirred within him. For a moment, Kenny argued with himself inside his head. His mind threw reason back and forth as he weighed up whether he should hear the Gambling Man out or head for the hills screaming. He wanted to win. He wanted to run. He wanted to win more. Finally, his mind made up, Kenny stepped forward and shook hands with the Gambling Man.
"Excellent,"
exclaimed the Gambling Man, his eyes burning with excitement.
"Now hand me that coin in your pocket."
Nodding, Kenny reached into his pocket and pulled out the silver 10p piece. He handed it to the Gambling Man, who took it between his index finger and thumb. Kenny watched with bated breath as the Gambling Man squeezed his fingers as tight as he could. Between them, the 10p piece began to sizzle, bright pink smoke rising from it in wisps. The Gambling Man smiled.
"That ought to do it,"
he said, as he flicked the coin back to Kenny, who caught it between both hands. Breathless, Kenny opened his hands and stared at the silver coin. Now, it was brilliantly shiny, and the side facing him was completely blank. Shocked, he turned the coin over, only to find that the other side was blank too. The coin was now faceless.
"How am I supposed to win with this?" asked Kenny, disheartened.
"Well, why don't you give it a flip?"
the Gambling Man replied, that wicked glint still in his eye. Kenny shrugged and, taking the Gambling Man's advice, sent the coin flying in the air.
"Heads or tails?"
the Gambling Man asked.
"Time's a ticking."
Kenny just kept his eyes glued to the flipping coin.
"Heads, I guess."
Kenny's choice made, the coin started to fall. Then it hit the floor, just as it did before. It bounced once, twice, thrice. Finally, it rolled to a stop and lay flat at Kenny's feet. Kenny's mouth fell open. On the surface of the coin, which had been blank only seconds before, was a shiny, embossed picture of the Queen. Heads. For the first time in his entire life, he had called a coin toss correctly. Bewildered, Kenny pointed a shaking finger at the gambling man.
How did you do that?
It's not me. It's the coin.
The gambling man shrugged.
Whatever you call, be it heads or tails, is what it'll show. Yes, sir. Keep flipping that coin, and you'll be on a hot streak soon enough.
Holy smokes!
Yelled Kenny, as he bent down to pick up the marvelous, magical coin. As he went to stand, he felt a shadow fall over him. Looking up, he saw the gambling man standing right above him. Terrified, Kenny yelled and fell back against the sodden ground. The gambling man bore down on Kenny, his face obscured by shadow. When he spoke once more, his voice echoed with grave authority.
Heed this warning, Kenny McCann. Greed spells the end for a gambling man. Use my gift to win back your losses, but I walk a line, and you best never cross it. To take for the sake of it makes me sick. Do so, and I'll turn your hot streak cold real quick.
Then, in a puff of pink smoke, the gambling man vanished, leaving Kenny McCann alone in the rain, the faceless coin clutched tightly in his hand.